Yeah, mine has a long, rich history. It was one of the very first call signs, first issued back in like 1912, at the very beginning of call signs. You know, of course, as 8FU, and then it had a couple of owners along, even one famous one, a jazz musician. Well, minor fame, but. Then it picked up the W when they added the prefixes to the calls. And I got it from a gentleman in Ohio who was very off the radar. He has literally no internet presence whatsoever when he passed. And so I've kind of bringing it into the digital era kind of virgin. So the call in the digital era will be pretty much associated with me. There's just no other sign of it, except for in old QSTs and history books. Phil?
Yeah. Speaking of call signs, I was going to, I think it was Wally let me know about that W8PR is coming up in July. And now I wanted to ask you about the timing. And what I understand, you tell me if I'm correct, when it comes back around to you, is that I have to submit it right on the day after it expires, plus two years out, plus one. And it doesn't matter what time of day, because what time, it's not like first come, first serve. Let me know if that's correct. And Eric, I wonder, so are you heading westbound or eastbound, and going back to Wisconsin? Where were you visiting? Where do your parents live? Just curious. ABA Pierre.